The Bob France Authority continues. It is 10:24. Reminder, 2 weeks from today, October 26th, we are going to be on stage. The Future of Freedom Tour comes to Westlake. Hugh Hewitt, nationally syndicated Salem media superstar. You hear him each and every day right here on EM 1420, The Answer, from 6 to 9 p.m. We'll moderate this town hall panel discussion, including Guy Benson, Fox News contributor and member of Town Hall Media, Katie Pavlik, also Fox News and Town Hall, Peter Kersenow, Cleveland attorney and member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and yours truly. The five of us will be on stage discussing the future of this country, the future of freedom, the political landscape, the presidential election, and much, much more. You can be there. General admission tickets are only $10. And right now, there's a buy one, get one offer only good through October 15th. So get online right now at whkradio.com and get your tickets. If you also want, you can get a VIP ticket and have dinner with us, have a meet and greet, photo opportunities with the celebrities. Join cutting-edge conservative minds from across this country. Be there with us on October 26th, 2 weeks from today. Tickets available online at whkradio.com. Don't wait. Get yours right now. All right. Dr. Ron Martinelli continues with us. He is a forensic criminologist, one of the most renowned national experts on police-involved shootings and other homicides in the country today. Find his website at drronmartinelli.com. And you can also make your phone call and ask questions of Dr. Ron this morning as well in the time that we have left, 216-901-0945. All right, Dr. Ron, I want to get right back to you, and I've got some callers already waiting, but before we go to the first one, just want to read one of the statements made by one of the investigators, Lamar Sims, and I know you have to talk more in general about this rather than specifically involving this case, but Lamar Sims is the chief deputy district attorney in Denver, Colorado, who concluded that the officer's actions in this case were reasonable based on statements from witnesses and a very thorough reconstruction of what happened that day. He said the officers had no idea if the pellet gun was a real gun when they arrived, and that Lohman was in a position of great peril because he was within feet of Tamir Rice as the boy approached the cruiser and reached into his waistband. And according to the video, you see him pull the actual top of the gun out. The officers did not create the violent situation, he wrote in his review. They were responding to the situation fraught with a potential for violence to citizens. So my question for you, Dr. Ron, regarding this in a general way that you can answer it is, isn't that ultimately the be-all, end-all in the decision-making here? If there is a situation fraught with, I'll use the quote, potential for violence to citizens, including the officers, but also to bystanders, isn't that exactly how and when lethal force is supposed to be used?
Well, it's another good question. By the way, I'm also one of the forensic police practices experts for the city of Denver. To answer your question, you know, here's the problem that I see with the public and the media. They don't understand what the legal standards are for police officers, whether it's criminal or civil. That's a huge problem. And what they try to do is a lot of what we call 20/20 hindsight, armchair quarterbacking, looking at things in retrospect. Because, you know, and I've had a couple of plastic gun cases that I've worked. And what they think is, oh, because it ultimately was found out to be a plastic gun, or the person pulled out a cell phone or something like that and the officer shot him, well, then they should have done something else. So we call that a woulda, coulda, shoulda response. Well, that's completely unreasonable. And by the way, that's not what the legal standard is, whether it's criminal or civil. Officers have a legitimate right to be wrong in a rapidly evolving situation. And when we have a forensic evidence like a video, and I've had a couple of cases that there was a video, you can see what we refer to as the temporal relationship or how quickly these things go down. And so people might, and I've seen this in other cases, where they criticize the officer based on one tactic or another, and they say, well, if he hadn't have done this, this wouldn't have happened. None of those things are part and parcel of the elements to establish criminal culpability or even civil culpability in cases.
That might be the most profound thing that I've heard in this so far or read about it, that an officer has a right to be wrong given the situation. He's got to evaluate it on the fly, and we've had 10 months to sit here on Monday morning quarterback this thing from the comfort of our easy chairs or our radio chairs and microphones. They have the right to assess a situation like that that could be deadly and be wrong without being criminally culpable.
Right, Bob. What people need to understand, including the media, is that experts stand in the shoes of the officer. We don't stand in the shoes of the suspect. We have to consider what's referred to as the collective knowledge of the officer. What does that mean? That means that it's his education, his training, and experience to the moment of the shooting. What he thought was going on, what he reasonably believed. And by the way, it's an objective standard. It's not a subjective standard. And that is the standard that officers are held to, whether it's a criminal case or a civil case. And, you know, I worked in the Brillo case. We had a lengthy trial about that involving this prosecutor's office. And that was the problem. They kept going woulda, coulda, shoulda. The people ultimately were seen that were shot and killed were seen as being unarmed, but it was Officer Brillo and the other officers' reasonable belief that they were being fired upon that the jury was forced to ultimately look at and whether that was objectively reasonable.
Very, very good information. Dr. Ron, I'm going to take that and file it away because I think that's very profound. Unfortunately, we don't have time to get to guests, but I want to remind people once again before you go, drronmartinelli.com, and you have an article that is going to be on the cover story, I guess, of the Law Enforcement Executive Forum that will be posted there on your website, The Need for Credible Independent Review of Major Uses of Force, just like this one, and that'll be on your website later today.
It'll
correct?
Be up there today.
All right, drronmartinelli.com. Dr. Ron, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate your expertise. Today, very, very valuable.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Thank you, sir.